all the listeners here, fulfilling the needs and planting the seeds of a jazz band. King Oliver's group was a train coming through to Chicago, bringing the New Orleans groove. And when Satchmo blew, the audience knew. Basin Street Blues was the whole house tune. It was music. Great to dance to, great to romance to, with a lot to say to you. Relaying a message, revealing the essence of a jazz fan. In the 40s came bebop, the first bebop, the real bebop. So let me talk about Diz and Bird, giving the word, defining how a beat could be so complete. Playing with ferocity, thinking with velocity, about ornithology or anthropology, and even epistrophe. And this is real history. Thelonious Monk, a melodious thunk. No mistakes were made with the notes he played. His conception was recondite, a star glowing bright among dim lights. The critics did cite that he sounded all right. Charlie Mingus, such nimble fingers, dropping the bass all over the place. And Max Roach, cymbal stocking, bass drum talking, snare drum rocking.